Jesus is the healer. Open your Bibles with me to the 6th chapter of the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 6, verse 3. The Lord said, "My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. Now, the New Living Testament, which is really, it deals with and touches on something here that is more accurate. It says, "For he is flesh only." Now that changed once Jesus was raised from the dead. We are no longer just flesh only because our spirits have been born again. Now let me correct you on something. Don't ever, 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 ever say, "I'm only human." No, you're not. You've been born again. Hallelujah. You've been raised up to sit with him in heavenly places. I am not just human. Hallelujah. No more than Jesus is just human. No. Doesn't that thrill you? Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Now then. Oh, I got to come down there. I'm too far away from you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. We'll turn now to Psalm 91, the 91st Psalm. Thank you, Lord. Excuse me. "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High." Mark, Most High. You can't get any higher than that. You go back to traditional Pentecost, and there's a song that said, "Lord, send the power just now." Amen. Well, back in my very early days, I was there at Old Roberts University, and like I said earlier, when I first got there, I was scripturally illiterate. I mean, I didn't know anything about the Bible. And I'd heard some of these sayings and stuff. And I'm praying that one. "Oh, Lord, just send the power just now. Send the power just now. Oh, God." And don't you love it when Jesus interrupts your stupid praying? He won't do it unless you invite him to. The Holy Spirit is absolutely, it's perfect gentleman. He won't do it. But if you invite him to do so, he will take great pleasure in interrupting that mess. And he said, "Where am I going to get it?" Huh? He said, "Didn't you say send the power just now?" I said, "Yeah." "Where am I going to get it?" I still didn't catch on. I said, "I don't know." He said, "Who am I going to turn to and say, 'Kenneth needs more power'?" I saw it. Oh, send us more power. Send the power just now. Now, and he said something to me that shook me up, and it still shakes me to my core when I think about it. He said, Kenneth, I filled you with myself. He said, I didn't trust you to an angel. He said, I could have filled you with an angel. He said, what do you think a demon-possessed man is? He said, when Satan himself possesses somebody, what do you think it is? The madman of Gadara was possessed with the devil himself. An angel. Well, he said, no, I filled you with myself. And all the power you could ever need or require is right there.
Amen.
Whoa. And that's when he said something that I have said it, I've written it, I've used it over the years. He said, I want you to become God inside minded. My healer is right in here. All the healing power is right on the inside of you right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's enough to come to church this morning for. Right there. Say it. God is inside me. I am God inside minded.
Not God far away minded.
Not God in heaven only minded. But God's inside me. He lives in me. He abides in me. He is my advocate.
He's my counselor.
He's my comforter. He's my strengthener. He's my intercessor. And he is my healer. Oh, come on, give him a shout. I received my healing from my Jesus this morning. Say it, I know my Jesus. He loves me, and I love him. Now, you don't have to wait till this service is over to get healed. We're here to receive this morning. Now, thank you, Lord. Some people say, I just don't understand why God didn't heal me this morning. Healing always comes.
Yes, sir.
Always. It's not always received. Can you see it?
Yes, sir.
Every human being on the face of this earth, every human being, can receive salvation. Every one of them. The scripture says he's not holding our trespasses against us. Nothing you ever did in all your life would keep you from receiving the new birth.
Amen.
Why? It's already done.
Amen.
Think this in your mind. Think there's a low hanging overcast right here, like a cloud. Just see it right here. Life is in that cloud. Righteousness is in that cloud. Healing is in that cloud. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is in that cloud. I mean, it's just right there. He has tasted death for us, and it's right there in that cloud. But you ain't gonna get it unless you receive it. But all you have to do is say, Jesus, it's mine. The glory's here. The glory's here. Say, it's mine. I take it now. Hallelujah. All right. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Now the Amplified translation says, and then surely He will deliver me. Now, I want you to notice very carefully this is written grammatically kind of strange. Did you ever notice that? I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shall you trust. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night. Now, I want you to do something. You're the one that made that statement in verse 2. I will say of the Lord. Now there's three people in this song. You, Jesus, and the Father. Because see, we're living in this psalm right now. But it's three persons. You made your statement, and that's the last thing you say throughout this whole song. Now Jesus begins to speak. You say, I will say of the Lord, He's my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He will deliver you. That's weird. Unless you realize when you said that, Jesus begins to speak to you. Surely he who, the Almighty God, Jesus is saying, you said, I will say of the Lord. Jesus said, surely He will deliver you. Are you got it? All right, now let's, I'm telling you, healing, it's going to just get them walk around in here. This morning. I will say of the Lord, He's my refuge, my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Jesus is now saying to me and to you, surely He, the Almighty God, shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover you, Kenneth, with His feathers, and under His wings shall you trust. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. Now, Kenneth, you will not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence, the sickness and diseases of long continuance and so forth, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Kenneth, 1,000 shall fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come nigh you, son. Only with your eyes. Now, I made a little note right there, like a bad movie. I'm here in this secret place. Only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked. Now, listen. Listen to this. Because, Kenneth, you have made the Lord, which is my refuge. He's the one that raised Jesus from the dead. He's the one that brought him out of hell. Isn't that precious? Because, Kenneth, you have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation. Dear Lord and Lord. There shall no evil befall you, Kenneth, neither shall any plague come nigh your dwelling. Thank you, Jesus. I just declare it. No plague comes nigh my house. No sickness or disease can get in my house. Now, I'm talking house from two different places. I'm talking my household. But I'm talking about this tabernacle, this house in which I live. This physical body is the house that you and I live in. Peter said, if this tabernacle is dissolved. Amen. Well, it's not going to dissolve until we get done with it. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Stay with me now. Neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. Now, I want you to notice something here. His angels have been charged to keep you from the snare of the fowler, the noisome pestilence, cover you with his feathers, under his wings shall you trust, not be afraid of the terror by night. Why? Because your angels have been given charge to protect you. They shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You, Kenneth Copeland, shall tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall you trample underfoot. Well, the father just couldn't be still. So he speaks up. And he says, because Kenneth has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I'll set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I'll be with him in trouble. I'll deliver him and honor him with long life. With 120 years will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. It's shouting time in church this morning. Glory to God. You don't have any business with your heart acting up. That thing's got to run for 120 years. Claim it. It's yours. Claim it. It's in the will and testament. Jesus is the only man that wrote a will, died, raised from the dead to probate his own will. He's the healer and he's in the house today. Woo-wee. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Breast cancer was just healed in the name of... Whoa. Glory to God. Whoa, Jesus. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lord. 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 My. Now, just look to the left at the 90th Psalm. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction and say, return ye children of men, for 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carest them away as with a flood. They are as a sleep in the morning. They are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourishes, grows up. In the evening it's cut down and withered. This is a prayer and a lamenting of Moses. We're consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath, and we spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70. And if by reason of strength, 80. Yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, teach us to number our days so that we may apply our hearts as wisdom. That was never, ever, ever, ever intended to be the normal lifespan of a human being. They brought this curse on themselves. Those of you that have an amplified translation, not electronic, but paper, it'll have a note under that song. Anybody have that here this morning? Yes, sir. Thank you. Let's see. No, this doesn't have the note. Well, maybe it does. Yeah. This psalm is credited to Moses, who is interceding with God to remove the curse which made it necessary for every Israelite over 20 years of age, when they rebelled against God at Kadesh Barnea, to die before reaching the promised land. Moses said most of them are dying at 70 years of age. This number has often been mistaken as a set span of life for all mankind. It was not intended to refer to anyone except those Israelites under the curse during that particular 40 years. 70 years never has been the average lifespan for humanity. When Jacob, the father of the 12 tribes, had reached 130, he complained that he had not attained the years of his immediate ancestors. In fact, Moses himself lived to be 120 years old, Aaron 123, Miriam several years older, Joshua 110. Note as well that in the millennium, a person dying at 100 will be thought as a child. Amen. Thank you, sir. The normal lifespan, God said, is 120. Amen. Medical science agrees. This physical body ought to last 120. It's not... I don't want to spend much time on this today, but I want you to begin to meditate on that. Quit thinking about dying at 75, 80 years old. Stop that. Just stop thinking that way. Now, you have to meditate on it. You have to renew your mind to it, because we've been surrounded by that all of our lives, and we've watched people die. It's a big deal if somebody makes 100. Look at Billy Graham. Glory to God, he's 99. Isn't that wonderful? Well, I want to tell you about a friend of mine, Charles Green. pastored for years in New Orleans, and he retired a few years ago and turned the church over to his son, Michael. Charles is 11 years older than I am. And going strong. He still travels. Of course he's not doing as much as he used to. But I want you to know Charles Green, he'll sail by 100 like it wasn't even there. Amen.
Amen.
Strong. Yes. Just stand up and quote one Bible verse right after another. Remembers song lyrics. He just stand up there. George, how many songs do you suppose he just stands up there in church at EMIC. He just stands up there and he'll turn around to David and he'll say, "What key are you in?" And David will tell him. He'll say, "Put that in F." And so David will go to the key of F and he'll just start, he'll say, "Let me teach you this one." And he'll just start, and he's 91 years old.
Hallelujah.
He don't know it.
Hallelujah. That's good.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Begin to meditate on these things. What am I going to do? What am I going to be doing when I'm 85? What am I going to... Let's see. Mama lived to be 74, 75. My grandmother just... Let me use my own personal family. Let's see. Mama went home to be with the Lord when she's 77. My grandfather was 74. My great grandfather was 75. My great uncle was 73. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but my dad is 96. I've already got a head start on this thing. You understand? Glory to God. Okay. So what am I going to be doing? They went in their 70s. So I'm talking about you now. No, so, and you're 45, okay? And what am I going to be doing when I'm 85? I sure ain't quitting. You kidding me? I ain't about to quit. Did you notice that the general idea in this country is to get one thing on your mind, retire. I gotta work so hard so I can quit. Do you know the word retire is not in the Hebrew language? Why should you quit being a blessing to people? Don't plan on quitting. Now you may get done with that job in 35, 40 years. Hey, be a good steward before the Lord. Tithe, reap, and sow. Hey, just start another career. Hallelujah. Go another 30 years and retire again. Hallelujah. Start another career. Amen. You'll be so rich by that time you Hallelujah. Won't need another job.
Hallelujah.
And so healed and so well. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Turn with me now to Matthew chapter 9. We're going to look at the key issue to this. Matthew chapter 9. And hold your place there. And I want you to look at Mark 11 once more, because I want to show you something here. I didn't know this till I learned it from Brother Hagin. Mark 11, of course, as we've already seen from Thursday night, verily I say unto you, whosoever say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any. Now, just read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Take a red pencil and mark every place where Jesus gave any hindrance to faith. That's the only one you'll find. Unforgiveness. That's the hindrance. You remember when the scripture says that a husband and wife should stay in harmony lest their prayers be hindered. What hinders your prayer? Your faith won't work. Mm-hmm. Prayer don't make faith work. Faith makes prayer work. Amen. That's the one. If you're gonna be for sure about this, if you're gonna be committed to this, to long life, you have to deal with this one. And you have to deal with it every day. It is not optional. It is a commandment. We are soldiers in the army of the Lord. And the commander in chief, the Lord Advocate General of the church, has commanded this army to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. Love your neighbor as yourself, and love the brethren even as I have loved the brethren. Now that is not optional. Brother Copeland, I can't do that. Jesus didn't tell you to do something you can't do. You can't do it in yourself, but you're not in yourself. You're in Christ Jesus. You commit to it and he'll get in there with you. But get it right up on top of your list. I insist on walking by love, and I insist on living by faith.
Yes, sir.
If you'll do that, everything's going to be all right. Because now God is obligated to you. If you won't, this is covenant affair. If you won't do your part of the covenant, he's not committed to you. He's committed to you in mercy. He's committed to you in all these things. But if you continue to break that commandment, you just stay in an area of trouble all the time. I want to take a moment and demonstrate something to you. Jesus said, narrow is the way. Broad is the path or the road to destruction. What is the narrow way? It's that love line. As long, you remember what the scripture said in 1 John? He that's born of God sinneth not. He keepeth himself, and that wicked one touches him not. That doesn't make sense until you realize what the book of 1 John is teaching you, that God is love, and we believe the love which he has for us. Amen. Trust that love. So he that is born of love sinneth not. He started that book in the first chapter. When you do sin, we have an advocate with the Father. Amen. Confess it. Get it out now. Don't wait and cry about it. Get it fixed. You're a soldier. You ain't got time to mess with this. So you're on that love line. All this out here is the curse. Satan is just itching for a chance. Mark chapter 4. Sower sows the word. These are the way that by the wayside where the word is sown. 75% of them let the devil steal the word out of them. What was the first one? Being offended. So you're on that love walk. You take a step out here. Whoa. You don't touch me, Satan, and you don't touch my household, and you don't touch my family. And this body is holy. You don't touch it. I have done my reasonable service, and I have offered this body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable by my God. Amen. Stay on that love walk. Stay in faith. Faith worketh by love. No love, no faith. No faith, no grace. Do you see it? You get it? Stay on that love line. You get mad and shoot your mouth off, slap your jaws and quit it. Quit practicing that anger. Start practicing love. And who, I used to hear the Lord say, don't get mad, fix it.
Yes.
He'd say, shut up, Kenneth, fix it. Fix it. You have to practice his presence. Talk to him personally. He's right there. Oh, hallelujah. All right. Matthew chapter 9. Now we're going to read these three scripture references. Matthew chapter 9, 1 through 7. Mark 2, 1 through 12, and Luke 5, 17 through 25, because they're the same story, but each one has an element in it that we need to see. So, and get ready to make some notes here. Ninth chapter, first verse. And he, Jesus, entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city, which was Capernaum. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, this man blasphemeth. Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, wherefore think ye evil in your heart? For whether is easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, rise and walk. But that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, then he said to the sick of the palsy, arise, take up your bed, and go unto thine own house. He arose and departed to his house. Now, I want you to notice, he said, son, cheer up. Cheer up. This man needed to cheer up. What's he talking about? Joy. Cheer up. Your sins are forgiven. Now, it's obvious that he needed to hear that he's forgiven. Amen. All right. Now, glory to God. The same power that forgives heals. See how he said that? That you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sin. He said to the sick man, arise, take up your bed and go to your house. It is exactly the same power. It is the same anointing. Let's put it that way. Jesus says, the Spirit of the Lord is on me. He has anointed me. What about doing good? How God anointed Jesus, the Holy Ghost and power. What about doing good and healing? Amen. So It is the same anointing that forgives, heals. Isn't that wonderful? All right. Now, let's go to the next one, which is Mark chapter 2. And the first 12 verses in this one. Again, he entered into Capernaum, and after some days it was noised that he was in the house. He was in his house in Capernaum. Straightway, many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word. Underline that one. That one didn't show up in the book of Matthew. He preached the word to them. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. They come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. Now we've learned something else that we didn't get in the book of Matthew. He's in his house. And he's what? He preached the word. They let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy. And Jesus saw their faith. He said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. There were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, why doth this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit, they reasoned within themselves. He said, why reason ye these things in your heart? Whether it is easier to say to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise, take up your bed and walk. But that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, he said to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise, take up your bed, and go your way into thine house. And immediately he got up and went home. Amen. So here's Jesus in his own house teaching. Now, I used to think the place is filled with scribes and Pharisees and doctors of the law. Finest donkeys in the land are parked right out front. I used to think this was a hostile crowd. No, they were in his house. He wasn't in the temple someplace. They had come to hear him. But they were so religiously brainwashed, they really weren't arguing with him. They thought, what? Now we're going to see something in the next one, but I'll go ahead and talk to you about it now. And it says the power was there to heal them all. Amen. Well, of course it was. Jesus was doing the teaching. But the man with the palsy is the only one got anything. Why? They got sidetracked. You can't sit there and wonder why I wear blue suits all the time. I wonder how come Brother Kenneth wears blue suits? Because Gloria likes blue suits. And so do I. And I wear other colored suits, but not all that much. But you can sit there and miss several seconds or maybe a minute or two of what's being said, and you stall your faith, because faith cometh by hearing, but you're not hearing. You're looking for, and they were looking for mistakes. They, you know, but they weren't hostile to it. But they missed it. Their religion got in the way, and they missed what he said. You can be sitting there thinking about all kinds of stuff. Teach yourself to focus. Teach yourself to focus. In order to do that, you have to make a commitment. I'm going to hear every word. I mean, they could blow a hole in the roof, or they could tear the tiles up in the roof, and it's not going to get my attention.
Amen.
I'm not going to turn my attention to something else.
Amen.
Because the devil is a... He's a past master at... The sower sows the word. Satan comes immediately to steal the word of which was sown.
Amen.
You know, the scripture Jesus said, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Don't ever quote that, kill, steal, and destroy. It's not in that order. He comes to steal the word. If he can steal the word, he can kill and destroy.
Amen.
He didn't come to steal your money.
Amen.
He didn't come to steal your family.
Amen.
He came to steal the word.
Amen.
If he can steal the word, he's got your money.
Amen.
Don't forget that. Make a point to remember that. Because you're going to have to stand for your healing. You're going to have to stand for it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Okay, now stay right here with me now. Listen to this. Let's go to Luke chapter 5 now. Now there he was preaching the word. In Luke chapter 5, 17th verse. And it came to pass on a certain day as he was teaching. Well, now, Brother Copeland, which was he doing, preaching or teaching? Both.
Amen.
Jesus, a preacher. Mm-hmm. Let me show you something in the 8th chapter of Luke. Just slip right over there. You remember he said, the anointing is on me. He's anointed me to preach. He's preaching in the 8th chapter of Luke. And he's preaching on the sower soweth the word. And he comes down to the 8th verse. Other fell on good ground, sprang up and bare fruit 100-fold. And when he had said these things, he cried. He got loud. He's a preacher. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. That's the reason we get loud. So see, he'd be teaching along, just like I'm doing this morning, and the anointing come on him, he gets excited, man, glory to God, you know, and he'd be preaching along, and he said, son, you're cheer up, boy. He said, look at them, letting him down through a hole in his house. Can't you just see him following him all the way down, and he's got stuff falling on his hair, head and his hair. And he's teaching along, but then he gets excited about it and he starts preaching.
Yeah.
He did both. Say he did both.
He did both.
Hallelujah. Now, let me go back up where we were. He was teaching, and there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Well, then from what we've learned here, the power of the Lord was present also to forgive them. But they sure weren't receiving that because they didn't think he had the power to do it in the first place.
Amen.
They were too well, not taught, but trained in the law in order to handle what he's saying. He's preaching grace. You want me to tell you what he's preaching? He's preaching exactly what the scripture says. He was preaching.
Amen.
the blessing.
Yes.
He's preaching the blessing.
Amen.
Amen. And I want you to notice this. The scribes and Pharisees began to reason, saying, "Who is this which speaketh blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" When Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answering said unto them, "Why reason ye in your heart whether it's easier to say, 'Thy sins be forgiven thee,' or to say, 'Rise up and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man hath power upon earth to forgive sins," he said to the sick of the palsy, "I say unto thee, arise, take up thy couch and go to thine house." And immediately he rose up before them, took up wherein he lay, and departed to his own house, glorifying God. And they were all the doctors, all the scribes, all the Pharisees, look, they were all amazed and they glorified God and were filled with fear or awesome reverence, saying, "We have seen strange things today." So see, they weren't hostile. But as the religious, they missed their own healing as well. Did you get that? And it was all over forgiveness. That is the, say the key issue. Staying in love, staying in forgiveness, staying close to the Holy Ghost, staying close to the Spirit of God within you. Because that's Jesus in there.
Amen.
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 I had him say to me one day, he said, "Kenneth, I love you, son, but I don't like you very much." "What?" Lord. He said, "Kenneth, I walk in love, son." And he said, you get angry. I said, "Well, we're changing that." And you know, let me tell you something? He really likes me now.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And you know, I could sense him with a little grin on his face when he said that. "I just don't like you very much." You know? Amen. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you and thank you, sir. We bless you and praise you and thank you. Hallelujah. 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 How do we know? This is from Keith Moore. How do we know it's God's will to heal us or not? It makes little difference what others say about it. What did he say about it? Now, before we get into this, you can download this from Brother Moore's website, and he has one of the finest books on healing I have ever read in my life, and that's the title of it, God's Will to Heal. You can download his series on that. I suggest that you do it. And all of Brother Moore's downloadable material is free. They don't charge anyone for it. Remember that God is no respecter of persons and he never changes. So what he said to them yesterday, he's saying to you today. God's word is God speaking to me. Now, before we get into this, I have three videos that I want you to watch. I want this to form a picture in your mind. In fact, you can get videos of these from our ministry if you'd like. I want you to watch this first one. Lachey McKinney. Lachey is here this morning. Lachey, where are you? Where are you, darling? There she is! Stand up, your pretty heel self. Oh, we love you. I love you this morning. You're gonna like this. What's this?
My name is Evangelist Lachey McKinney. This is my father, Apostle S.C. McKinney, and I am his personal assistant. I work with him hand in hand in ministry. We have grown immensely in 33 years. And all of a sudden, my body began to show signs of sickness, and I had ignored it for about a year. Then after a year, I started getting worse, even though I was speaking to my body, but I wasn't seeing any results. And instead of getting better, I was getting worse. So I asked my father, okay, what should I do? He said, go on and to the hospital and find out what's going on. And that's what I did. When I got there, I took about two or three of the ladies from the ministry, and we were in the waiting room. They had taken the blood work. I think I stayed there about 5 hours. And then what happened was, when the doctor came in, he said, I have good news and I have bad news. And I said, the good news is I don't have cancer. And he said, I can't say that. But long story short, he gave me a piece of paper and he told me, this is a doctor. I need you to call a cancer specialist. And I did on that Monday. And when I called, I didn't have the money at that time to actually, I didn't have any insurance. I didn't have the money to get an examination or to even see him. I got a telephone call from one of our pastor friends who told me that she had already made an appointment for me to go to the Greenville School of Medicine. And when I got there, they diagnosed me with lymphoma cancer. And the doctor said I had only 30 days to live. They had given me a breathing apparatus. They said I was breathing like a 93-year-old woman. My liver was 200 times larger than what it was supposed to be, and so was my spleen. I didn't have the energy or the breath to do anything. I remember walking by the mirror before I lay down, and I saw the shadow of death, and fear gripped my heart. And I knew by the looks of things, I wasn't gonna make it. And instead of fighting, I kind of succumbed to it. And I remember that day when I was laying on the couch and he came to me, and he didn't sound too nice. He didn't show any pity, because he knew that I was in a fight for my life. And he said, you're gonna die if you don't get up from here. He said, you're a minister of the gospel, and you have to know that the devil is fighting you because of what you're doing positive in the kingdom. He said, physician, get up and heal yourself. That's exactly what he said. I grabbed my Bible and I began to walk back and forth. I read something from Gloria Copeland that talked about how we should take the word like medicine, and that we should use it just like we would medicine, and use it 3 times a day. And if situation get worse, to double the dosage. I would never forget that. And that's what I did. For 28 days, I had 30 days to live now. For 28 days, I walked 3 times a day, and I got my Bible and I quoted every scripture and I prophesied and spoke them over my life. And I didn't feel anything different in 28 days. But at the end of that 28 days, something happened. I don't know what it was, but I knew. Faith kicked in. Yes, faith kicked in. And I said, he was wounded for Lachey's transgressions. He was bruised for Lachey's iniquities. And the chastisement of my peace was on him. And with those stripes, I am healed. And I knew that day that I was healed. And I had 2 more days to go. In the 30 days, that 30th day, I went back to the doctor. And they looked at the exam. And they took x-rays again. And they brought in one specialist. and they brought in two specialists. They kept looking. Five specialists came in that day. I'll never forget it. They were talking among themselves, but I didn't know what they were saying. So finally he came over to me. He said, "This is what it looked like 30 days ago. Where is the cancer? It's not here." We have to understand that the word of God is for us. That he's not just, it's not just something out there or something in the Bible. This is a rhema word, and it comes to life when we take it. That's what Gloria always says. To, like if somebody's giving you a cake, it's not yours until you receive it. Well, the word of healing is for us, but we have to receive it. And so it's important for us to take it. And when we do, it becomes life.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, I want it, anybody can do this. Anybody can do this. God's no respecter of persons. Amen. How gorgeous you look this morning, girl. Amen. Come on up here. Nothing happened. But yet something was happening every moment. You can't feel faith. Faith is automatic. It comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. Now there came, and I told you yesterday, that's what Gloria calls when faith boils over. How many drops does it take to run over a cup? One. But you stop before that one and you're just static. Get the one more drop. Get the one more drop. Tell us about it, Lachey.
Oh, wow. This is an awesome moment right here, because had it not been for my father telling me to get up, I would have died. So I want to thank God, first of all, for him not having pity. That was a blessing. Second thing I want to thank God for today, man of God, is for being here with you.
Thank you, thank you, sweetheart. What a blessing.
I was raised off of Kenneth Copeland and Gloria Copeland all of my life. I never would have known that I would be here today. Just standing here in this space, it's an awesome moment.
Praise God.
And because of the word of faith being preached in my life all of these many years, the enemy was upset. And you and I need to understand that there will be a moment when you're going to have to stand on what you've been hearing. And I was tested with cancer. That is a powerful disease, but yet it's not, because there's right. Nothing too hard for God.
That's it. Hallelujah. Bless you too, huh?
Yes, sir.
Thank you for being here with me.
And I stood on faith. I read those scriptures, and I had to understand that it's not just in the Bible, but it is for us. It's our covenant.
Yeah.
And when I stood on those scriptures, it happened where I understood that it was not just in the Bible, but it was for me.
Lachey, talk about that moment. Like your dad said, faith kicked in. Faith came.
Yes, sir.
That moment, that one drop overflowed it.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that knowing moment when that
yes,
happened.
Yes, sir. So I was in revival.
My father was preaching. We were in Washington, D.C. And I would excuse myself and go in the bathroom and look in the mirror. And I would take those scriptures and I would talk to myself. I would speak to myself. I had to see those words coming out of my mouth. And I began to say, he was wounded for Lachey's transgressions. And it was like, yeah. You know, Oprah Winfrey calls it an aha moment. And I was like, yeah, that's it. My spirit grabbed it. Oh, glory to God. And he was bruised for Lachey's transgressions. And with those stripes, I am healed.
But it took 28 days
to get it in my spirit.
It did, didn't it?
It did.
Now, that intense immersion in the Word for 28 days, it was building, it was growing, it was coming, it was coming. What if you'd have quit the 27th?
Mm-hmm. You'd have died. Grown. Yes, sir. You'd have died. Yes, I would have.
Don't ever quit.
Don't quit.
Don't quit.
Thank you.
When you when you lay in there, and there they say, he gonna die any minute now. You say, no, I'm healed. Glory to God. So, well, what if you died anyhow? What a way to step over into glory with faith on your lips. I am healed. As a person that, well, I don't mind telling you who it is. It's Joel Osteen's mama.
That's right.
Jody. And, Dodie.
Dodie
Osteen. She had cancer of the liver. And she and John, very close friends, Gloria and mine. And when she got that diagnosis, they called and we set ourselves in agreement with them and we prayed. She wouldn't go to bed. She did her housework every day. So sick, she couldn't hardly stand up. But she went through her scripture list every morning, every noon, and every night. She went through it over and over and over. She went through it again and again and again. Hallelujah. Still strong and alive today. Now, the last time I visited with her about it, I said, are you still reading your scriptures? Brother Kenneth, she said every day, three times a day, because she said, if I quit, I die.
That's right.
Now, when Brother John Osteen first began to preach Mark 11, 23 and 24, mm-hmm. because they became close friends with Brother Hagin and Dodie just was having trouble with that. He would correct her, you know, but she didn't like being corrected by her husband. He would say, no, you don't need me. I'm telling you, I'm sick. No, you're not, you're healed. John Osteen, I'm sick, I'm telling you. He said, no, you're not, Dodie, you're healed. She had just hadn't called Osteen. She said, John Osteen, I'm going to have them put on my tombstone. See there, I told you I was sick. But that's the same woman. Boy, she latched onto that a long time before that. That was back in the very early days when they first learned about it. But she just took it and latched onto it and wouldn't turn loose of it. And praise God, did this very same thing that Lachey did. It just kicked in. And when it did, here she came. Amen. Now she's in her mid-80s, going strong. Lachey, thank you, sweetheart. It is such an honor to have you here.
Thank you for the time.
Amen. I love you too, dude. Tell the apostle I said hello. I love that man.
Can I tell you one more thing?
Yes, please do. Amen.
I just want to say one other thing before I sit down, and thank you for this opportunity. Right after we came on the air, all of these people began to call. They Googled us. They called us and asked us to agree with them in prayer. And the enemy attacked my father. In June, he went in the hospital, and they said that he wasn't going to make it. We didn't understand what was going on. In July, he had to go right back. Long story short, they found out that he had non-alcoholic cirrhosis of the liver. We didn't understand how did he get it. So at 5 years old, he was burned and given up 3 times to die, but they had to do a blood transfusion. And back in his day, they did not cleanse the blood. And so this had been lying dormant in his body all these many years. And you were talking about how you can work yourself down doing ministry and not taking the word for yourself. Well, that what happened to him. And he had just worked his body down, and it surfaced. And he had to go into the hospital. And we've been believing God and thanking God for his healing. Amen. And so he is healed right where he sits over there today from cirrhosis of the liver.
Hallelujah. You know you want my heroes, don't you? Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Kelly, would you come, please? Now, when Kelly lays hands on you, the fire is going to manifest.
Jesus. It's Jesus. Jesus!
You saw it. You took a
little. Oh, Jesus.
Burn.
Be filled.
A new liver.
Oh, Rabahas.
Burn that cirrhosis out of there. Hallelujah.
Burning everything that doesn't belong.
Yes.
Out of your body. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
With long life, I'll satisfy you. I've done it in years past. And it'll be that way and none other, saith the Lord Jesus. For the days of your ministry are not done.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I will not allow you to come home yet.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Anybody else having any liver trouble, take your healing right now. Yeah, that healing is right there. You don't need the hands laid on you. I'm laying hands on Apostle McKinney. Hey, you just take it. You just take it. Anybody that's got any problems in your stomach, take it right now. I heard the Lord say that. Take it right now. Throat problems, take your healing right now. Sinus trouble, take your healing right now. Ear problems, take your healing right now. Eye trouble, take your healing right now. Faith is being released. Faith is going forth. The anointing is going forth. Take it, take it, take it. Lung disease is being healed right now. Back disease, kidney disease, failing kidneys. Wake up, kidney!
Lord, Lord.
Say it, I take the fire. Oh, hallelujah. The healer's in the house. walking these aisles, seeking those to whom he can show himself strong.
Here, I heard half some more. He's almost fine. Oh my God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I receive it. I receive it all. Thank you.
Foot pain is being healed. Bones in the feet that need to be rearranged. Glory to God. Fallen, painful arches are being healed by the power right now. Jesus is healing you. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I love you, man. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, I heard somebody say one time, physician, heal thyself. You know. So take your own medicine. Yeah, you do. I know you do. I know you do. I'm just loving on you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
May I say something to you, Daddy?
Yes, sir.
There
yes,
is no shame ever that an attack came. We know you've been on the video. We've been on TV. Satan attacks. Well, he's a liar. And he tries to bring shame that a family like yours would get have sickness. He is a liar, and that is a root that he tries to keep hanging on to. So don't let him, because Jesus bore the shame. And Jesus came and paid the price because of sin and sickness. So there's no shame that it came.
He bore that reproach, didn't he?
He bore it.
Yeah.
So
oh, that's a good word.
Be burned out. All shame, all reproach, and all man-pleasing spirit be gone and burned out now.
Yep.
And this will not return.
Holy.
As it has no place to rest.
Holy.
Thank God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God.
Oh, holy.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Holy.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you.
Love you, darling. Give the Lord praise and thanksgiving. You may be seated. My dad, A.W. Copeland, had all of the cartilage, and this is back, this back a number of years ago, of course. All the cartilage, his knees were bone on bone. He didn't complain, never would say anything about it. Well, oh, he was in a lot of pain. I've seen him, we'd be walking downtown or something, and he'd just stop and just sit down on the curb. Of course I laid hands on him and all that. Well, this was at the time when the orthopedic surgeon that took care of the Dallas Cowboys had developed knee replacement. This was back when this was new, and he had developed it. Well, we'd heard about it and talked to Dad about it, And finally, I just got on him about it. I said, "Daddy, let's get this done. What do you think, it'd be all right?" "Yeah, it'll be all right. Let's do this." And he'd been in pain like that for years and years. Finally, after he got it done and everything's okay, I said, "Daddy, why did you not just grab the chance to do that?" "Well, now listen," he said, "Kenneth, I really didn't want to bring reproach on your healing ministry." I said, "Daddy, you've heard me preach different than it." "Well," he said, "yeah, I know." But see, the devil keeping him thinking along shame and reproach lines. We're not against doctors. They're fighting the same devils we're fighting. Man, I'm telling you, if it hadn't been for good Christian doctors, most of the Christians would have died. Thank God for them. I said, thank God for them. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Okay. You ready for another one? Oh, watch this one.
Guys will all set everything up. We're going to get right in. I'm going to tell you right now, you better fasten your seatbelt. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In that name, turn him loose, Satan. In that name. Well, what are you going to do?
I'm going to sign the Lord and stay here.
Huh?
I'm going to sign the Lord and stay here.
Okay, what are you going to do right now?
I'm going to go ahead and be my son and help him with my life.
What else? What do you want? What do you want from God?
I want his hands on my heart and on my body. Deal me.
That's what you really come up here for, wasn't it? To get healed. Well, don't be embarrassed about it. Is that what you're going to do, is get healed? Is that what you're going to do? Well, then do it in the name of Jesus. See, that's all God was looking for, was just a commitment. All he wanted you to do is just say yes. I got some news for you. You got it. I know when that power leaves me. You got it. Now you walk off of here a new woman. In the name of Jesus, amen. Loose her, Satan, in the name of Jesus. Come on over here. Come on over here. Come on over here. Come on over here to me. Are you ready for this?
Come on, come on. Hallelujah. When she came there that night, we were in St. Louis, and she came with a busload of people from her church. And they couldn't get her on the bus. They were driving out of the parking lot. She wouldn't get on. She was walking. And she's walking along beside the bus. By the time they got out of the parking lot, she was doing really good. And did you notice the size of those heels she had on? Thank you, Lord. Watch this. This happened at EMIC.
Where's she at? You got healed online? Watching online? What do you mean you got healed online?
I got healed online.
From what?
I had a stroke.
Uh-huh.
I used to be a professional pianist and used to play in healing meetings like this.
Okay. And you were watching online from where?
Sir, from Farmers Branch in Dallas, Texas, which is about 45 minutes to an hour away.
Okay.
And I asked the angels to get us here. I said, husband, we have to go. My husband, Breck.
Right,
we
here's
have
your
to
husband?
Go.
Okay, so you...
And then on the way, you called for shingles? Yeah. My husband has shingles.
Okay, but I'm talking about you.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Me.
Talk to me. What happened?
I can start feeling my fingers again. They're starting to work. Like this. All over the place.
Come on. Your name. Your name.
Wow.
Your name is higher than any other. Can she stand?
Your name is Jesus. I call you Lord.
So this vibrating, this shaking, tell me what this is, these tremors. What caused this?
Hashimoto's thyroiditis.
Hashimoto.
And she has over 80 illnesses. And
over 80
thyroid
illnesses that are caused by what?
Bad thyroid.
A bad thyroid. Mm-hmm. That's your body temperature. That's connected to your thymus gland, correct? Your thymus.
And I almost died last week.
Yeah.
And I died 3 more times this week because my blood pressure won't stay high enough.
No. You came all this way.
I can feel my toes.
You can feel your toes. Come on! What's the matter with this group? What's the matter? Come on! Move the chair. She's getting very steady.
She's getting better. Yes, she is.
Power!
Your name is higher.
Look at this. Look at this.
Your name is Jesus.
Go ahead. Sing it, David. Go.
She's a concert pianist, and she hadn't played the piano in 12 years. They came back to church the following, they came to church the following Sunday. And she said as soon as she got home, she sat down to her piano with a full keyboard and played for the first time in 12 years. And she said she played and played and played till she got, her hands got sore, and she just playing and playing, and said her dogs liked to went crazy. They'd never heard her play. My, 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 my. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. She's watching online, and she was EMIC online all the time. Of course, she's shut in. She's there at home. When she got there, her hands were like this, and her feet were curled up. They had to pick her up out of the car and sit her in her chair. It's been like that for 12 years. Not anymore. Hallelujah. My. Oh, thank you, Lord. Now, what I wanted to point out here, she didn't quit. She just stayed in that word, just kept listening to it. And that night, just like Lachey, I mean, that night, she took it. Hallelujah. Now, this that we're about to do, I got this out of Brother Keith Moore's book on God's Will to Heal. These statements are taken directly from the Bible with little or no variation. The verbs and construction have been changed to apply to you personally and to sum up the thoughts in some instances. Also, many of these statements are prefaced by phrases like, if you walk in my commandments, if you believe, obey, and so forth. What did God say about our healing? 101 things. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Exodus 15:26. Your days shall be 120 years, Genesis 6:3. You shall be buried in a good old age. Why don't you just read these with me? I mean, they're... You shall be buried in a good old age, Genesis 15:15. You shall come to your grave in a full age, like as a shock of corn cometh in his season, Job 5:26. When I see the blood, I'll pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you. Exodus 12:13. I will take sickness from the midst of you, and the number of your days I will fulfill. Exodus 23:25-26. I will not put any of the diseases you are afraid of on you, but I will take all sickness away from you. Deuteronomy 7:15. It will be well with you, and your days shall be multiplied and prolonged as the days of heaven on earth. Deuteronomy 11:9-21. I turned the curse into a blessing unto you because I loved you. Deuteronomy 23:5, Nehemiah 13:2. I have redeemed you from every sickness and every plague. Deuteronomy 28:61 and Galatians 3:13. As your days, so shall your strength be, Deuteronomy 33:25. I have found a ransom for you. Your flesh shall be fresher than a child's, and you shall return to the days of your youth, Job 33:24-25. I have healed you and brought up your soul from the grave. I have kept you alive from going down into the pit, Psalm 30:1-2. I will give you strength and bless you with peace, Psalm 29:11. I will preserve you and keep you alive, Psalm 41:2. I will strengthen you upon the bed of languishing. I will turn all your bed in your sickness, Psalm 41:3. I am the health of your countenance and your God, Psalm 43:5. No plague shall come nigh your dwelling, Psalm 91:10. I will satisfy you with long life, Psalm 91:16. I heal all your diseases, Psalm 103:3. I sent my word and healed you and delivered you from your destructions, Psalm 107:20. You shall not die but live and declare my works, Psalm 118:17. I heal your broken heart and bind up your wounds, Psalm 147:3. The years of your life shall be many, Proverbs 4:10. Trusting me brings health to your navel and marrow to your bones, Proverbs 3:8. Osteoporosis was healed right then. Praise God. Healed. Praise God. Both in this room and online. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. The 27th one. My good report makes your bones fat. Proverbs 15:30. My pleasant words are sweet to your soul and health to your bones. Proverbs 16:24. My joy is your strength. A merry heart does good like a medicine. Nehemiah 8:10, Proverbs 17:22. The eyes of the blind shall be opened. The eyes of them that see shall not be dim. Isaiah 32:3 and 35:5. The ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. The ears of them that hear shall hearken. Isaiah 32:3 and 35:5. The tongue of the dumb shall sing. The tongue of the stammerer shall be ready to speak plainly. Isaiah 35:6, 32:4. The lame man shall leap as a hart or like a deer. Isaiah 35:6. I will recover you and make you to live. I'm ready to save you. Isaiah 38:16-20. I give power to the faint. I increase strength to them that have no might. Isaiah 40:29. I will renew your strength. I will strengthen and help you. Isaiah 40:31 and 41:10. To your old age and gray hairs, I'll carry you and I will deliver you. Isaiah 46:4. I bore your sicknesses. Isaiah 53:4. I carried your pains. Isaiah 53:4. I was put to sickness for you. Isaiah 53:10. With my stripes you are healed. Isaiah 53:5. I will heal you. Isaiah 57:19. Your light shall break forth as the morning, and your health shall spring forth speedily. Isaiah 58:8. I will restore health to you. I will heal you of your wounds, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 30:17. Behold, I will bring health and cure. I will cure you and will reveal unto you the abundance of peace and truth. I will bind up that which was broken and will strengthen that which was sick. Ezekiel 34:16. Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live, and I shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live. Ezekiel 37:5-14. Whithersoever the river shall come shall live. They shall be healed, and everything shall live where the river comes. Ezekiel 47:9. Seek me and you shall live. Amos 5:4-6. I have risen with healing in my wings. Malachi 4:2. Now we go to the New Testament. I will be thou clean. Matthew 8:3. I took your infirmities. Matthew 8:17. I bore your sicknesses. Matthew 8:17. If you're sick, you need a physician. I am the Lord, your physician. Matthew 9:12, Exodus 15:26. I am moved with compassion toward the sick, and I heal them. Matthew 14:14. I heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Matthew 4:23. According to your faith, be it unto you. Matthew 9:29. I give you power and authority over all unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Matthew 10:1, Luke 9:1. I heal them all. Matthew 12:15 and Hebrews 13:8. As many as touch me are made perfectly whole. Matthew 14:36. Healing is the children's bread. Matthew 15:26. I do all things well. I make the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. Mark 7:37. If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Mark 9:23 and 11:23-24. When hands are laid on you, you shall recover. Mark 16:18. My anointing heals the brokenhearted and delivers the captive, recovers sight to the blind, sets at liberty those that are bruised. Luke 4:18, Isaiah 10:27, 61:1. I heal all those that have need of healing. Luke 19:11. I'm not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. Luke 9:56. Behold, I give you authority over all the enemy's power, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Luke 10:19. Sickness is satanic bondage, and you ought to be loose today. Luke 13:16, 2 Corinthians 6:2. In me is life. John 1:4. I am the bread of life. I give you life. John 6:33-35. The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life. John 6:63. Now I added this one, which is Deuteronomy 30:19. I place before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore you choose life, that you and your seed shall live. I am come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. John 10:10. I am the resurrection and the life. John 11:25. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. John 14:14. Faith in my name makes you strong and gives you perfect soundness. Acts 3:16. I stretch forth my hand to heal. Acts 4:30. I, Jesus Christ, make you whole. Acts 9:34. I, Kenneth Copeland, receive it. Glory to God. I, Jesus Christ, make you whole. Okay, you say that. I, Kenneth Copeland, you say your name. I, Kenneth Copeland, receive it. I take it right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I do good and heal all that are oppressed of the devil. Acts 10:38. My power causes diseases to depart from you. Acts 19:12. The law of the Spirit of life in me has made you free from the law of sin and death. Romans 8:2. The same Spirit that raised me from the dead now lives in you, and that Spirit will quicken your mortal body. Romans 8:11. Your body is a member of me. 1 Corinthians 6:15. Your body is the temple of my Spirit, and you're to glorify me in your body. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20. If you'll rightly discern my body, which was broken for you, and judge yourself, you'll not be judged. You'll not be weak, sickly, or die prematurely. 1 Corinthians 11:29 through 31. I have set gifts of healings in my body. 1 Corinthians 12:9. My life may be made manifest in your mortal flesh. 2 Corinthians 4:10 and 11. I have delivered you from death. I do deliver you. And if you trust me, I will yet deliver you. 2 Corinthians 1:10. I have given you my name and have put all things under your feet. Ephesians 1:21 and 22. I want it to be well with you, and I want you to live long upon the earth. Ephesians 6:3. I have delivered you from the authority of darkness. Colossians 1:13. I will deliver you from every evil work. 2 Timothy 4:18. I tasted death for you. I destroyed the devil who had the power of death. I've delivered you from the fear of death and bondage. Hebrews 2:9, 14, and 15. I wash your body with pure water. Hebrews 10:22 and Ephesians 5:26. Lift up the weak hands and the feeble knees. Don't let that which is lame be turned aside, but rather let me heal it. Hebrews 12, 12 and 13. Let the elders anoint you and pray for you in my name. I'll raise you up. James 5, 14 and 15. Pray for one another and I'll heal you. James 5, 16. By my stripes you were healed. 1 Peter 2:24. My divine power has given unto you all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of me. 2 Peter 1:3. Whosoever will, let him come and take of the water of life freely. Revelation 22:17. Beloved, I wish or I pray above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. 3 John 2. Come on, jump to your feet and begin to declare, I am healed. I am healed. I am healed. I receive my healing. I am healed. Well, give him praise and honor and glorify his name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Healed and well. Glorify the Lord with me. Glorify the Lord with me. Glorify the Lord with me, Kelly. Glorify the Lord with me. Glorify the Lord with me. Glorify the Lord with me. Sweetheart. No, I want you to, I need you to stand down. I need you to stand down there because the power of God's going to come on you. Just go all the way down because the power of God's going to come over. This is it. Look at me, sugar. Look me in the eyes. This is not the time to cry. This is time to laugh. Because healing is here. Deliverance is here. For you and for your baby. You believe that? Oh, yeah. I love you. sure do love you. Yeah, I knew I'd get a smile. I knew I'd get a smile. In the name of Jesus. Fire. 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 Satan, you have to take your hands off this child. You can't have her. You cannot have her. Thank you. Victory's here.
Yes.
Victory's here. Victory's here. Now, every time you look at her, say, that power's working in my baby. That power's working in my baby. Yeah, I know. That power's working in my baby. Amen. I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I feel. But the man and the woman of God laid hands on my child. And that anointing went in her. And it's working in her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And she's healed. All is well. Amen. Amen. I'm going to get a laugh out of you some way. Because it's joy time. It's joy time. All this other's over.
Do you receive? If I lay my hands on you and you receive it, the fire of God will go into you. And the fire is easily passed. You don't have to be Kenneth Copeland. It's Jesus. Amen. If you receive it and you receive it, you can do this 100 sure. times a day. You just stir the fire up in her.
Just put your hands on.
You're an imparter. We're imparters. Yeah. It's in us and we give it freely. What you've received, the word says freely give. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Fire.
Pray in the Spirit, folks. Just pray in the Spirit.
Jesus. Can you say Jesus? Jesus. Jesus. Oh. That's for a baby. Hallelujah. Jesus. Fire.
No. Hey, come on. I need some joy. I need some joy. I need you, baby. Jesus is all over your child. I need some joy here, girl. Those are tears of joy. I know that. I know that. Sickness, disease, weakness, and pain, I command you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every spirit of sickness, every spirit of disease and pain, you foul devil, in the name of Jesus, you let God's people go and you get out of this building. I command you online. I command you everywhere you are, you stop, you quit in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I take authority again over every asthma devil in this place in the name of Jesus, every sinus demon in this place, every virus, every flu virus, every cold virus, every stomach pain, every kidney stone, every gallbladder, every gallstone in the name of Jesus, dissolve and get out of God's people. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise right now. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you. You're healing people all over this building, all over online in Jesus' name. And the glory and the fire is here. The glory is here. Say it. The glory is here. I'm telling you. I'm not just saying this by faith. I'm telling you as a prophet of God, the glory is here. It's here right now. Whatever problem your children are having, what we did and laid hands on this sweet baby here this morning, that's for your child. That's for your baby. Glory to God. Glory to God. I don't care if your baby's, I don't care if your baby's a newborn. I don't care if your baby's not born yet. I don't care if your baby's 65 years old. The healing is here. The healer's in the house. Hallelujah. 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 Kelly, come on up here. Glory, 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 glory. Ha 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 ha. All throat troubles. All throat problems. All problems with tonsillitis. All sore throats. No. You've been saying, well, here it is again. Every winter I get a sore throat and it just stays with me all winter long. Not this winter it doesn't. And not next winter it doesn't. And not next winter it doesn't. Because you're not going to say that anymore. He has taken sickness from the midst of me, and I say it according to Mark 11:23-24, I will never have another sore throat again hereafter forever. And then that sore pain starts coming up again. Don't begin to say, oh, I thought, no. Say, no, sir. I don't take it. I don't receive it. I rebuke you. You can't be in my body. You can't stay in my body. I said it before and I say it again. I will never have another throat pain again hereafter forever. Now take your hand off my throat. Get out of here. Get. Somebody's right eye was just healed by the power of God. I don't know what's the matter with it. I just came up in my spirit. Someone's right. Well, that means you can have it in your left eye too. But I heard right eye. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Someone's left ear. Well, right, there's a left ear and there's someone a right ear just popped open. It just popped open. Glory to God. Check yourself out. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead. Thank you, Lord.
Brother Copeland, before you take your seat, there's one thing I saw by the Spirit, and it's going to take all of us to administrate it. While you are ministering today, something came alive in me when you were talking about this being the final meeting of the 50th year of ministry. While you were ministering today, I suddenly saw it. Now, I had seen this before in my life in ministry, and all of us have, because we know this, but we haven't been administrating it exactly right. And that is, the Bible knows no ministry of Jesus without the healing ministry.
That's right.
So every minister in this place is in the healing ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right. That's right.
And what I saw about the 50th year is the year of Jubilee, which means everything lost returns and is restored in the prophet's office.
Yes, sir.
So what I saw is, as you worked with Brother Oil, that anointing was transferred by the law of contact and transmission. You're aware that years ago, same thing happened to me as he laid hands on me suddenly 3 days later when Jesus walked in. It's that same ministry. The point is, it's transferable. It's Jesus' ministry. And as Jesus' ministry, the Lord said to me, a new healing miracle anointing is going to come in and on every fivefold ministry gift that's attached to you. Hallelujah. In this meeting and in this house. Hallelujah. To harvest these last days' miracles, it's got to come. And this is the moment, this is the time, this is the jubilee, and the prophet of God must administrate that. Will you do that in the name of Jesus?
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Glory.
By holy commandment, I declare a fresh, new healing anointing in your hands, in your mouth. Declare thou, and I will cause it to come to pass, saith the Lord. Lay your hands on the sick, they will recover. It is time for renewed boldness. And in the name which is above every name that's named, not only in this world, but in the world to come, in that name, by faith and by command of Jesus Christ, Lord, head of the church, as he has directed, I release and impart unto you today every apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher, every person in the helps ministry. I impart unto you today a fresh anointing of the healing power of God. And you will go about doing good, healing all that are oppressed of the devil, for God is with you. And the anointing that is in me and on me right now, this same anointing that came on me and in me when Oral Roberts laid his hands on me, and then later, when Kenneth Hagin laid his hands on me, that same anointing that's in me and on me now, I impart it to you. I impart it to you. I impart it to you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Your spirit witness to that? Hallelujah.
Yes,
George, your spirit witness to that?
Oh, yes, sir.
It's Kelly, your spirit witness to that?
Yep. It's a new level of the creative miracles of God.
Yes, sir.
When you just simply said you were praying, suddenly I saw over into it and the flow of this service. He never takes us a place first. And then the rest follows. The anointing comes off of the head onto the body, consecrating the whole body. It was no accident that you laid hands on Apostle McKinney first. You see, soon as you did that, it released this into the whole meeting. Then as your hands are on him, you begin to administrate that. You said kidneys. And when I was on the airplane coming into the meeting, I saw over into this service, I saw a kidney with a tumor sitting right on top of it. That was like a golf ball size tumor, but poof, that thing disappeared in this meeting.
Hallelujah.
And healings of all kinds. Brother Copeland, the Lord said, in this meeting, I'm going to reroute some things. I saw organs like intestines that had been scar tissue, irritable bowels, even pieces of intestines removed that doctors had rerouted, totally and completely restored. In fact, the Lord told me to tell you that anointing that came on your family line when it came into your mama, when he just dumped her organs back in there. I saw this in the spirit as a prophet. I saw that she lived when they said she should have died, but her organs weren't in the right order. But she used her faith to do that. But the Lord told me he's going to double up on it with you.
Praise
and when
God.
You put your hands on people, organs that aren't there will come. Or organs that are being rerouted or out of order will be made instantly whole. That all kinds of scar tissue was going to be removed. Even colostomy bags would leave. All kinds of disorders. Even hearts would grow new valves. There's going to be a rerouting. A rerouting and a reordering and a recreating of body parts in this office.
Thank you, Lord.
This Jubilee season of the healing miracle assignment.
Thank you, Lord.
It's in the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And I saw some other things about word of knowledge, but I'd rather you see in the spirit
Thank
do what you
Lord.
Need to do here. It'll all get done.
Thank you, Lord.
It'll all get done.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
They're getting body parts right now.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, glory to God.
Is there anyone present that has any kind of kidney disease?
Yeah, there's two kidneys right here.
All right. Now, those that raised their hand right then, I want you to come up here. Now, listen, follow instructions. Don't just come jump and run up here. And if you have kidney disease and you didn't raise your hand right quick, you hold off a minute. You weren't quick enough. You can receive it right where you are. But just let it begin to just build up in you. Let it begin to build up in you. You'll get it before the service is over with. You understand what I'm saying? And other things that are wrong with you, by obeying and adhering to instructions, because that's what I heard the Lord say. Then you receive yours right there where you are. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Where are they?
Yeah, there's others coming.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. What if Jesus said, go to the pool of Siloam and wash and come again seeing? What? Now, see, he's blind. He's got to have somebody lead him to the pool of Siloam.
Yes,
what if this young fellow said, you know, that pool of Siloam's a long way down there. You know, the pool right there next to my dad's house is nice and clean. Why don't we just stop and wash there? He would not have received his healing because he didn't follow instructions. I know you're eager and want hands laid on you. Be patient. Amen. Now you can sit down. Don't you turn your faith off. Just start kind of looking. Lay your hands on the seat back there in front of you or something. Like you were laying hands on these same people. Kelly, come. Now, I'm not going to touch you until I'm ready to release my faith. And when I touch you, I'm going to speak the name of Jesus. And that's when I want you to take it. Amen? Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, receive your healing. New kidneys. In the name of Jesus, new kidney. No kidney stones, no tumors, no heal, new kidneys. Kelly, get right behind her and put your hands right on her kidneys when I say the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, that's it right there. It's going in you right now. Yeah, now, hey, you've quit on me now. You just started looking, praying in the Spirit, receiving your own healing. See, pray ye for one another that ye may be healed. And while you're praying, you'll receive the fullness of your healing. In the name of Jesus. Yes, amen. Yes, amen. Yes, amen.
I just found out I only have one kidney. I just found it out. I've lived my whole life with one and just found out.
Well, you must have got a good one. Well, it's time to fix all that.
Fix all that.
Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, kidney maker. In the name of Jesus, be made whole. In the name of Jesus. Oh, oh Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, Lord Jesus. We give you praise, in the name which is above every name. Of Jesus. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Oh. There's a lot going on here. There's a whole lot of forgiveness going on here. A lot of shame being wiped out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Family situations will change from this day forward. Look at me. Somebody hurt you. in bed, and this is over. It is over, sweetheart. Give the Lord praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, there's such a sweet spirit of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. The glory is here. Take it. Say it's mine. I take it now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for your healing mercy. Thank you for your healing. Thank you. Thank you. I just heard the Lord say bowels. Anyone in the lower abdomen, any problems in your colon, in your intestines, anywhere in this whole region of the body, receive your healing. You don't need to come up here. Just take it right where it is. 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 In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Jesus. New kidneys. New kidneys. New kidneys. But I'm telling you, right fresh out of the box. New. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, be thou made whole. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Jesus. Give the Lord praise. Thank you. I perceived again this morning that you have faith to be healed. It has come. You agree with that?
Yes.
Right there, Kelly.
Jesus.
Right here. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
believe the Lord would have to set up lines.
Yes, sir.
Lay hands on everybody. And
yes, sir. I saw
everybody
that.
I saw that by the Spirit.
And even when the ministers come through, they'll get the hand touch impartation of what you prophesied. Yeah. So there'll be the transference of healing and that anointing.
Yes,
amen. Is this a fire tongue?
Sure. Hey, absolutely. This, everyone that desires hands to be laid on you, I want you to stand right now. This is going to be a fire tunnel. So you guys set it up how you want it.
Barry,
yes, sir.
This way. Everybody, we're going to go this way, and we're going to come right through the fire tunnel through here. So if you are wanting to go through this, go this way. Line up over there. Thank you.
Yeah, go ahead, Kelly.
I want to tell you about the fire as you're going. Keep going, or keep coming. You're coming. The fire, I put this before you because I haven't said this to you. And the Lord, I really believe this is what the Lord showed me. The same fire that I received this summer, it happened to me this summer. And it's been growing and increasing. But looking back, it's burned stuff out of my life that I had to work on before, whether it was unforgiveness or whatever, little stuff, big stuff, it's just not there. It burns stuff out. Jesus said, the word says that in these days he would burn, pull sin and everything that causes sin out of us, and it would be thrown into the fire. So the fire does that. It also refines and it sets on fire everything that is of him, or can go in and create something that belongs that's not there. So like the burning bush was burning, but it didn't burn.
Yeah, that's good.
It was on fire, but it didn't burn. So you'll begin to burn with passion for things that he's telling you. And you'll see this, it doesn't go away. It's not a thing you'll walk out and then it's kind of gone tomorrow. This is a deposit of fire because Jesus is fire. So here's what I wanted. This is what he told me. It's the same fire that burns in hell. It burns with no mercy. It burns with no refining grace. It just burns the sin. And if you choose that sin, you follow the sin to the fire. But when I was even reading in the Word last night, the fire came from heaven.
Yes.
And destroyed. And even in Revelation, it says with Gog and Magog, the fire comes from
heaven.
Yes. But that's not what he wants to do with us. He just wants the sin wiped out. So,
and the sickness and disease that's connected. See,
it's all together.
They come under the law of sin and death. Sickness comes under the law of death. Amen.
So this is so good. But come on purpose, because if you're addicted, if you have things in your life, you know, the more acceptable sins like gossip and slander and rejection and shame, those will be burned out as surely as drugs and addictions to alcohol and problems and sin. It's just, you'll find it. And it's not, we're not supposed to work to get rid of that stuff.
Just let him fire it out.
Kelly, may I say just this one thing about this? Because when this happens, the Lord, I wondered, Lord, where does this fit? And I was just going to put it in flow, but it fits right here. I saw, he gave me 1 Chronicles 5:20. It was a very powerful, poignant word. He just spoke it to me.
And it says that the children of Israel fought against the Hagarites. And the Hagarites are just exactly what you think they are. Northern Arabia, they're the descendants of Hagar. And Abraham cast out Hagar and her son, the descendants. So the Hagar's born of the flesh. And the Lord said to me in this meeting, and I was interceding about it, and I said, well, Lord, thank you. We're just praying about the will of God in this meeting. He said, in this meeting, there will be an anointing that will absolutely destroy long-standing, long-time fleshly things that people have done in the flesh that have hung on to their life for years. There will be an anointing in this meeting because it said they cried to the Lord and asked the Lord, Lord, help us in this battle. And the Lord helped them. And they defeated all the Hagarites. And it says, by the hand of the Lord, many were slain. And so all the sins of the flesh are going down under our feet in this meeting. The Hagarites are leaving in the name of the fire's here to destroy.
The fire, glory to God. And you'll leave here saying, I'm on fire for Jesus. I'm on fire. I'm on fire from my belly up to my belly down. I'm on fire for God. I'm on fire for the gospel. I'm